This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Although it might not be morning for you, it is morning for me. So good morning. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm so happy that you've joined me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast. I want to talk today about why fat loss, behavior change, transformation is hard for so many people. What I see is that there are two primary reasons that people feel like it is hard, and I think those are related to two common mistakes that people are making. So if we can understand the signs that it's too hard and then understand what changes we can make fat loss easier. And I've shared this with you guys before. If anybody had told me, hey, Elizabeth, fat loss doesn't have to be so hard, I would have been so mad and so defensive, and I would have argued with them and said, you don't know how tough this is for me. You don't know how hard I tried. You don't know how damaged my metabolism is. Almost like because I hadn't been successful, I needed it to mean that that was hard, because otherwise it just meant that I wasn't doing the work, or I was doing something wrong. And so my ego would kick into high gear and become immediately defensive, like, okay, well, I mean, maybe it's not hard for you, but you bet it's hard. Well, maybe that's just your ego talking, and maybe it's time to set that aside. One of the biggest mistakes, and there are really two, but the biggest mistakes I see people making, these are mistakes that keep them locked in a state of wanting, but keep them from doing, just shy of consistent action. It's related to what they have decided is true about their weight loss attempts. Now, some of it has to do with food, and we're going to talk about this, but a lot of it has to do with what they have decided is true about their weight loss attempts. Here's what I mean. I want to give you a situation, and I want to see if you, before I tell you the drill challenge, I want you to see if you can identify the problem. It goes like this. I get an email that says something along the lines of, Elizabeth, I need your help. I eat really clean on the weekdays, but I'm totally out of control every weekend. Or, Elizabeth, I feel like once I start eating a treat, I just can't stop. Or, Elizabeth, I can't be consistent because here's the thing. If I eat clean, I feel deprived. And if I feel deprived, I'm going to go on a bender and totally go off the rails. Or maybe they say, I can make good choices for a few days, but it never lasts. It never lasts. Do you see the problem that I see? I think you probably do. If you've been listening for a while, I think you probably do. What I see in these emails makes me think, and usually say to them in response, ah, yeah, I can see the problem. You're exactly right. You're exactly right because you've decided that's the way it is. I mean, think about it. If you tell yourself, I really want to be more neat and tidy, but I always trash my kitchen. I never do the dishes and they always pile up. Well, there you have it. You always trash your kitchen and you never do the dishes. Yeah, that's the problem. It's not how it is. It's not that's just the way it is. It's what you've chosen to do. That is your chosen response. And this is the essence. These examples that I gave of the emails that I get every single day, this is the essence of arguing for your limitations. Because what you could decide is, using that kitchen example, what you could decide is, I hate how it feels when my kitchen is a mess, so I'm going to prioritize doing the dishes after every meal. But you're saying you can't. You're saying that no matter what, this is what happens, you let the dishes pile up, period. You've defined your behavior. And for as long as you've decided and you're certain that that's how you'll respond, guess what? That's how you'll respond. It is prescriptive. It is prescriptive. You are prescribing the behavior. You're telling yourself and everybody else that that's what you do. So that's what you do. And it's not actually true. It's not actually true that, oh, No matter what I do, the dishes pile up. Like, I stand there and I'm washing and I'm rinsing and they just pile up. No, you don't do them because you have decided you don't do that, right? It's not the way it is. It's how you've chosen to behave. You are giving yourself both permission and instruction. You're giving yourself permission to continue that behavior and you're instructing yourself to continue that behavior. It's not factual that Monday through Friday, I eat really clean, but Saturday, like, no matter what I do, like, there's cookies in my mouth. I don't know how they got there. No, you're choosing to behave that way, and you are prescribing that behavior, and you are instructing that behavior. You do not have an ability problem. You have a perspective problem. And not to be harsh, just to keep it real, that's not something I can fix for you. Because if you are attached to that limitation, if you are attached to that story, you're arguing for it, it's yours, you're defending it instead of claiming your ability to change and then doing the work to change. Because you can, because it's not impossible, but you're telling yourself that you can't. You're telling yourself that it's impossible. I can point out when you're doing it, and I can tell you that it's limiting you, and I can tell you that the only reason you're stuck there is because you've chosen to be stuck there and you've decided on that limitation instead of deciding on an alternative, but only you can change it. I know I say this all the time, but it's worth saying again. When you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them, and that's exactly what you're doing, and that's what so many of us do. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Oh my gosh, I have no self-control on the weekends. Oh my gosh, after I've had two drinks, I'm totally done. I mean, okay. If that's how you want to stay, then keep saying that. But if you want to change, then change your story. Change your story. When you say things like, I do so great Monday through Friday, but I throw away the weekends, ask yourself, is that how I want things to be? If it's not how you want it to be, stop claiming it. Stop arguing for it. Change your mind and then change your actions. Tell yourself, I don't like the way my past choices on the weekends make me feel. I proved to myself Monday through Friday that I'm capable of making great choices, and I feel so great when I do. I feel better physically, emotionally, and I don't feel that great on the weekends, and I feel disappointed in myself come Monday, so I'm going to choose to really commit to improving my choices on the weekends. I'm going to start small, but I'm going to do it. There are no excuses. I'm not telling myself that I can't anymore. Then identify one small improvement, and here's the kicker, I'm going to blow your mind. Then do it. Make that improvement. Don't make an excuse. Or the person who says, well, I can't really be consistent because see, here's the problem, Elizabeth. Like, if I'm really consistent and I eat really clean, then I feel really deprived and then I'll go on a bender. There's two problems here, right? Both that feeling of deprivation and going on a bender, both of those things, the feeling of deprivation and the action that you say it causes, those are both choices. And both choices reflect a really limited perspective. It's the perspective of, if I don't eat whatever I want whenever I want it, I'm punishing myself. And if I don't eat whatever I want whenever I want it, I'm missing out and it sucks. And I don't want to punish myself and I don't want to miss out. Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at it that way, I'd push back too. I don't want to miss out and I don't want to punish myself. So if you want something different, if you want to feel better, if you want to make progress, you need to look at it differently because it is different. It's just you've chosen a very limiting perspective. Here's what I see with my clients and with myself, but primarily with my clients because there's more of them than there is of me. I see this every single day without exception. When they are doing the work, when they are in control of their choices, when they are being consistent, they feel amazing. Amazing. They don't feel like they're missing out. They're full of energy. They're excited. They're proud. And honestly, they're giddy, like literally giddy about what is happening and what they're choosing and what they're doing. The only time they're pouty and feeling like it sucks and feeling like they're missing out is when they're not doing the work or they're thinking about how they didn't do the work. Fear of missing out is fear, which means it hasn't actually happened. It's something we're anticipating. It's something in our head. Every single day, clients either in my fat loss fast tracks or my one-on-one clients tell me that not doing the work is way harder than doing the work because not doing the work feels like crap and it's exhausting because you're stressing yourself out and you're beating yourself up and you're planning and you're not liking your body. Whereas doing the work, generates feelings of pride and enthusiasm and excitement, seeing your body change, having more energy, and that feels amazing. That's the perspective shift. You can choose to feel deprived and like you're missing out, but for that to be true, that you're missing out and feeling deprived when you're being consistent, you have to feel like eating what you have to believe. You have to really, truly believe in your gut that eating whatever you want, whenever you want, feels amazing and makes you happy. And I'm willing to bet that that's not true. That it makes you feel heavy and tired and not proud of your body and disappointed and wanting more. That's what you're fighting for? That's what you don't want to miss out on? I don't think so. I don't want to miss out on the high of progress, on the high of energy, on the high of things like clear skin and great health and increasing my performance in the gym. Now, here's the second point that I really need to hammer home, and it's been probably 15 or so episodes, so too many episodes since I've mentioned this. If you are miserable when you are eating clean, you're doing it wrong. I'm going to say that again because like the old school dieting mentality has got to go away. If you are miserable when you are eating for fat loss, you're doing it wrong. That's why I've always said that my number one food rule is eat foods you love that love you back. Eat foods you love that love you back. You should enjoy every meal. It should make you feel great. It shouldn't feel like a sacrifice. If you feel like you're missing out when you eat chicken and broccoli and the family's having pasta, dude, come on, you're setting yourself up. Eat food you love and look forward to. I got an email the other day from somebody who had paid for a diet program that delivered food. And she said it tasted like a chemical crap storm. Not using that word, but I know people listen to this with kids in the cars trying to be family friendly on this show. And she said, you know, what do you think? And she talked about the price and she talked about, you know, the how stringent the program was. And I was like, honestly, the only thing that I think merits a response is the fact that if you don't love the food, you shouldn't be eating the food, period. I mean, well, if it tastes like chemicals, it's probably because it is. And that's not really a good choice for health and certainly wouldn't pay up for something like that. But more than that, you're never going to stick to something that you hate. Fall in love with your food. I don't eat things I don't love. So if that is your issue, address that. You've got to find a way to love the journey, and that won't look the same for everybody, but stop doing what you don't enjoy. You're not going to continue what you hate or you resent. If you don't like the food you're eating, no kidding, you feel like you're missing out. So find fat loss friendly foods that you look forward to eating, that you really enjoy. Change your perspective or change your strategy or both. Probably both. The other day I went to a burger joint and I got a jalapeno bacon burger and it was amazing. And I got it without fries and without the bun, and I had a choice. I could focus on how great the burger was and how much I love being able to eat food I love and feel great afterwards, or I could focus on those fries on the other table look so amazing. They look so good. Oh my gosh, they look so good. And I hate that I'm not having the bun. If I focused on those things, yeah, I would feel like I was missing out, but let's be clear. That's a choice. That perspective is a choice, and it's not the choice I have to make. Because the other thing that is very true is if I ate a plateful of fries, for me personally, I'm not saying this is true for everybody, for me, I would not feel so great afterwards. Physically and mentally, I would not feel as good leaving if I had the fries than if I didn't have the fries. And I want to feel great because when I was almost 350 pounds, I felt like crap all the time. Yeah, I ate foods I loved. I never missed out on the Hostess cupcakes. I never missed out on a candy bar. I never missed out on ice cream. Never. Never missed out on a basket of tortilla chips. And I hated it, right? Like, yes, I enjoyed the food, but I wasn't happy. I was embarrassed by my body. I was frustrated. I wanted more for my life. So my strategy had to change, my perspective had to change, because if it doesn't, then I don't change, and I wasn't okay with that. So you have to look at, well, how do I feel when I'm not missing out, if that's your perspective? I bet you feel like garbage. If you want more for your life, create more for your life. You cannot create a positive life with a negative mind. You cannot create positive change with a negative perspective. My personal choice, I tell myself all the time, and I shared this in the last episode, that I'm so addicted to the results that the work is irrelevant, that I'm willing to do the work even when the work isn't so fun because the result is amazing. Seeing progress is amazing. Feeling like I'm getting stronger and leaner is so worth it to me. That's my focus. Honestly, though, I mean, and this is just me keeping it real because this is not about sunshine and rainbows and puffy clouds and marshmallows. Some people don't want to feel better. And they don't want to make progress because it's too much work. Mental work, physical work. They don't even want to change their perspective because that's too much work, because they're too attached to their story, or maybe they're just too stubborn, and that's cool. But if you don't want to do the work, if you don't want to change your perspective, if you just want to tell me all the reasons that you can't, then that's cool, but you don't need to email me. Honestly, like, no hard feelings. I still love you. But here's the thing. I am here to change people's lives, to help them find within themselves the tools, the perspective, the mindset, the strategies to live a better, happier, healthier, leaner life. I'm not in the business of creating deprivation and missing out. If I was, I would use my experience in the supplement industry to create some shake and tell you how much you need it and how much it's going to change your life. And because everybody believes those are magic bullets, I would make a bazillion dollars selling garbage to people who are desperate for solutions. And then I would listen to how hard it is to choose the shake when you really want to have the cookies. And I would say, I know, try again next month, buy another bottle. No, I'm not in that business. So there are tons of people in the industry who want you to stay attached to your limitations because that means that you need them and you need what they're selling. And that's not my jam, right? That's just not. I'm in the business of helping people feel amazing. And obviously, I don't have unlimited time and resources to do that. So if you don't want to do the work, if you just want to tell me why it's so hard and why you can't, I don't believe that that is true. You can change your perspective if you want to, and if you don't want to, that's cool, but I want to use my time to help people who can and who will. That's my choice. That's my perspective. I could choose to say, ugh, this is so hard. My progress is slow, and if I eat really clean, I'm just going to break down and snap and binge, and I used to tell myself that. I mean, is that really how you want to instruct yourself? Is that really the prescription you want to write for your behavior? That if you eat clean, you feel deprived and you snap and you binge? Dude, I don't think so. And is it even true? Is it even true? What if you decided to rewrite your story? What if you decided to rewrite your story and decide that it's true because you get to make it true? The cleaner I eat, the better I feel. The more consistent I am, the faster I make progress. And making progress makes me feel amazing. So actually, what's true for me is that the cleaner I eat and the more consistent I am, the more momentum I build, and then it gets easier and I get happier. Here's the thing, they both have the potential to be true. It's what you decide. It's what you choose. It's how you instruct yourself. Is it worth it? So many people will say, I don't know, is it even worth it to like miss out on cake? Is it even worth it to not drink when all my friends are? Well, let me ask you this. Here's how we find out for you, because for some of you, you might decide it's not worth it. That's your choice. That's okay. Here's how you find out if it's worth it. You answer this question. How do you feel when you quit? How do you feel when you give up? How do you feel when you stop trying? Are you happier? Probably not. You probably want more. You're probably disappointed. You probably have a very unsettled feeling. Guys, that tells you a lot. Seriously, are you at peace when you stop trying? Are you at peace when you eat whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want? I don't think so. You can choose. There's some perspective options here, guys. You can choose, I choose the pain of discipline and endurance. Or I can choose the pain of frustration and regret and shame. Or you can change your perspective entirely. I choose the joy of improvement and growth and progress over the joy or momentary pleasure of foods I've had a million times. I choose the joy of progress. I choose the joy of feeling better. I choose the joy of creating energy. I choose the joy of feeling good in my own body. Now, some of you are like, I mean, okay, so I need to change my perspective, but I don't know how. And I'm going to keep it really simple. No arm twisting here. How to change your perspective? That's why I created Breaking Barriers. That's what it's there for. Because you can read and you can learn and you can listen, but Breaking Barriers is going to help you look inside yourself and implement specific strategies based on you to change. I know it's been a game changer for a lot of people. So if you're looking for that kind of guidance, how do I do this? Okay, I realize I'm arguing for my limitations, but I'm not sure how to stop doing it. Breaking Barriers. And if that's not for you, that's cool. In the meantime, I'll continue to try and help on the podcast as much as I am. All right. Want to give a special announcement, well, sort of a teaser for a special announcement before I share what I ate yesterday on a travel day. If you are on my VIP email list, you're going to get a really special announcement tomorrow, which is Sunday, because this episode is airing on Saturday. So Sunday morning, I have one of the biggest Primal Potential announcements. The biggest Primal Potential announcement. I mean, if I have to, yeah, I can't think of anything. Nope. This is the biggest one. I'm really excited. I just got the chills. So that announcement is going out to my VIP list on Sunday morning, which is the 29th, I think, of May. If you're not on the VIP list and you want that announcement, you can text the word Primal. If you're in the U.S., text the word Primal, P-R-I-M-A-L, to the number 44222, or you can go to primalpotential.com/join. And get on it there if you're not in the U.S. or you don't want to text. Or I'll be sharing the announcement here on the podcast probably in another week or so, but it's going out tomorrow morning. I can't wait. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to be on my computer, like, just because I'm so excited. Anyway, enough about that. What I ate yesterday, I was traveling. So coffee. At one point, I started to get really hungry and I decided to go with coffee and add a little bit of cream to it to take the edge off my hunger instead of eating at the airport because I would rather eat when I got to where I was going because obviously there would be better food choices. So just ordered coffee and that was the end of it. Let's see. Then I had a salad with grilled shrimp and a couple of bottles of water, and then dinner, I had some more shrimp and veggies, I guess a little bit before that, and then I had almonds and olives and some pork pate. So that is that. Don't forget about that special announcement coming at you. If you're listening real time, it'll be Sunday the 29th. Otherwise, check your inbox or I will share it here on the podcast soon after I've given my VIPs the first heads up. Hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.